Not open your Bibles. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to go to a few places today. John chapter 10. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. John chapter 10. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Second Peter chapter 1. You got plenty of fingers. Second Peter chapter 1. And last but not least, Revelation chapter 20. Okay, John chapter 10, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, Revelation chapter 20. Everybody here has known someone. You know, I was talking about Mark losing his uncle this week. Everyone here has known many people in their life who's died, even the young ones. They've had grandparents to die or great-grandparents to die. We've known people that used to be alive but is now dead. Physically, you're going to be either alive or dead once you're born into this world. Now, just as well as there are physical life and death, the Bible says there is eternal life and death. Look, if you would, in John chapter number 10, and keep your Bibles there, or finger there. We're going to come back here, and this is where we're going to preach from. John chapter 10, Jesus is teaching the way of salvation versus a way of religion. There is a way of religion, there is a way of salvation. He says in verse number 26, he said, but ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them what? Eternal life. And they shall what? Never perish. Neither shall any man what? My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to what? Plucked him out of my Father's hand. I and the Father am one. Look in verse 31. How those that was dependent on religion received this. Then the Jews took up stones again to what? Religious people hate the gospel of Jesus. Why? The Bible says, if you look over in John chapter 10, in verse number 7, Jesus speaking said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the what? Door. He's the door, he's the way. Amen. The Bible says in verse 8, all that ever came before me are what? If you don't go by the door, you're a thief and a robber. Religion and religious people are thieves and robbers. They are determined to try to go some other way besides the door. But only through the door is eternal life. Now, if you're not saved, you better be listening. Because you're going to face one of these days when you leave here. And by the way, everybody that's left here, it doesn't matter what the preacher said. It doesn't matter what everybody else said. Everybody that's left here is either experiencing eternal life or eternal death. Look, if you would, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Or chapter 1, I'm sorry. The Bible says in verse number 7, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be what? Punished with what? You know it's everlasting? What does everlasting life mean? Forever, ever, ever. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think everlasting destruction means? Forever, ever, and ever. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 9. I'm sorry, 1 Peter. I'm sorry, I took you right place anyway. It's chapter 2, verse 9 is the one I'm looking for. I knew it didn't look right. Chapter 2 in 2 Peter. Look, if you would, in verse number 9. "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve what? The unjust. Unto the what? To be what? Don't you get into this idea, this new liberal crew, this new liberal gospel, that God's not going to punish nobody. The love of God's going to excuse you, and you can neglect a door, you can reject a door, and you're going to make it to heaven anyway. How people tell me all the time, "Preacher, preach my dad's funeral." Was he saved? Oh, he was a good man. That's not what I ask you. Good men go to hell. Somebody says, "Oh, he's good. He's got to be up on the streets of gold." Not if he don't go through. Not if he don't have Jesus. Not if he didn't believe in the gospel. Amen. Not if he didn't receive the gospel of Christ. He's being in place. Reserved for punishment. Look in chapter 20 of Revelation. John said in verse number 11, talking about the great white throne judgment, "And I saw the dead, small and great," that's all who's died, lost, "stand before God, and the books were opened, another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to the works. And see, gave up dead which is in it, death and hell delivered up dead within them, and they were judged according to every man according to the works, and death and hell were cast where? This is what? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Turn back if you would to the book of John a minute. Listen to me. Religion says, you know why they picked up stones to want to kill Jesus? Jesus says, "Listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh Father but by me." If you read on down there, they say, "You know why we took?" He said, "Which one of my mighty works are you going to stone me for?" Oh, they say, "It's not your works. It's because you claim to be God." Well, Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Now listen to me. Somebody said, "Well, everybody would just receive Jesus' gift." Not true. Religionist hates Jesus' gift. You know why? The cross of Calvary, the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, came to die upon the cross of Calvary. Why did he come? Why? Somebody tell me. Religious people wants to believe that they're good enough to do their own work and God will receive them by what they do. The Jews here wanted to stone him because he declared them to be sinners. And he declared them that they had to humble themselves, repent of their sins, and come to God through Christ. They said, "We're not going to do that. We're just as good as anybody else." As a matter of fact, we think we're better than everybody else. Can I say this? Most people I know that believes in salvation by works, they're either wicked people a lot of times when you see them out away from their religious organizations, or they're so judgmental about everybody else, they think they're way up here and everybody else is way down here. But the truth of the matter is, there's only one way of being saved, and that's through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's all about what he did upon the cross of Calvary. When you trust in him, that's where we find salvation. We trust in him because we're not good enough to earn it ourselves. To come to God, you have to come as a sinner. You have to humble yourself. Some people do not like humbling themselves. Religious people do not like to be humbled. They like to declare their exaltation and their works superior to somebody else's. That's why you see all these religions running around here declaring works, and they think that they're better than everybody else because of who and what they do, and therefore they're going to heaven and you're not. But the truth of the matter is, none of us are worthy of doing that, and only through Jesus Christ can we make it to heaven. Now, turn in your Bibles with me. Stay with me a minute. Let me show you a couple things. And this salvation that Jesus talks about, it destroys the goodness of man. And man cannot stand it. Cain, you know what happened in the book of Genesis chapter 4? You know why he rose up and slew his brother? Because he wanted God to accept him by his works. And his brother come to God through the blood. Innocent blood. And Cain was so wroth because God accepted his brother's way of coming, because it was God's way of coming instead of his way of coming. He said, I present you my fruits. I'm a good farmer. I'm going to give you the best things I work for. And God said, not good enough. Nobody can come and find favor with me by your works. He said, now you go and you do it the right way, the way I've told you. Instead of him changing and repenting and humbling himself, he just killed his brother. That's what the Jews want to do. Instead of doing what Jesus told them they had to do to come to God, they wanted to be thieves and robbers, come some other way, and they were willing to kill him. As a matter of fact, they ended up killing him because of his message. Now, look in your Bibles just a minute and follow with me if my voice will hold out. Several times in the Bible, 11 times as a matter of fact, he speaks of everlasting life. 26 times he speaks of eternal life. Now, look if you would in the book of John, chapter 3. I know all of you can probably quote this verse, but I want you to read it with me. What does it mean for eternal, everlasting life? Look in chapter 3 and verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should what? That's what it means to have everlasting life. You will not perish. Look on if you would in John chapter 5 in verse number 24. Jesus speaking again says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath what? And shall not what? But is passed from what? You say, I want eternal life. Only one way of getting it. Only one source of life. Now listen to me. The devil doesn't care what you believe. Even how close, he don't even care for you believing another Jesus. But there's only one thing that he hates. The Bible says in John chapter 10 where we was at, he came to destroy and to kill. He only wants to keep you blinded of one thing, and that's the only way of salvation. He don't care what else you believe. You can be the biggest religious nut ever was. You can do everything and walk the path and keep the Ten Commandments in your mind. You can do all those things, and the devil just laughs his way. But he don't want you believing in Jesus. Because only in Jesus lies eternal life. Look on, if you would, to 1 John chapter number 5. Real quickly. And keep your finger in 1 John. We're going to go back first in John and 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. Look, if you would, in verse number 11. And this is a record that God hath given to us what? And this life is in his what? He that hath the Son hath what? He that hath not the Son of God hath not what? These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have what? And ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, what is eternal life? Eternal life is a covenant that God has made with you. Look on in your Bibles again. Look back in John chapter number 6. John chapter number 6. Keep your finger in John and 1 John. John chapter number 6, look if you would in verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will what? You get this? He said, I make a covenant with you. You come to me. Jesus said, you come unto me, and I promise you, and I make a covenant, I will not cast you out. Amen. Look on. Look, if you would, in John chapter 10 again where we're at. Read again, verse number 28. I give unto them what? Eternal life. And they shall what? Never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of a man. He said, listen, I covet with you. You believe on me, you shall never perish, and nobody is able to take you away from me. Nobody. Look on. In 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Notice verse number 25. He says that, and this is the what? That he hath what? Even. Did you get that? Somebody said, preacher, what happens if I lose it? Lose what? Somebody said, well, eternal security is not in the Bible. It's not. It's just a doctrine taught in the Bible. The rapture, the word rapture is not in the Bible either, but it's taught that there's going to be a catching away of the saints. But what is in the Bible is eternal life. Eternal life is a promise that God has made. It's a covenant with you. Look, if you would, in Titus, in the book of Titus real quickly. And again, I apologize for my voice. Blame it. I'd have these boys stand up. I'd have them if they played better, I'd be preaching stronger. Think so, guys? Look, Titus chapter 1, I'm just kidding, by the way. Look, if you would, in verse number 2. In hope of what? Which God that cannot what? Has done what? Back before he ever made man. He said, son, we're going to provide a sacrifice for man. We're going to create man. They're going to sin. And Jesus said, I'll go, Father. He said, you'll have to go and become one of them. And you're going to die upon the cross of Calvary. Men's going to take your life. They're going to do all kinds of cruel things. I'm going to have to pour my wrath upon you. Because you're going to have to bear the wrath for the sins of the whole world. But yet whosoever will believe on what you do on Cross Calvary, I'm going to give them eternal life. Because when we make man, we're going to make him a living soul. And that soul's going to live on in heaven, or it's going to live on in hell. We're going to prepare hell for the devil and his angels that's going to leave. But also, all those who reject you, hell will be their destiny. I know how to reserve them until the day of judgment. And if they reject your blood and they trod your blood under their feet, they will have eternal death. It will be eternal punishment. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The fire will never be quenched. The worm gnaweth not. It's going to be a terrible place of torment. It's no joking matter. And by the way, if you have this on your car, let me bid you take it off. If you got some kind of joke about a party or laughing or something going on in hell, and you got that on your car, rip it off. Hell is nothing to laugh about. Hell is eternal destruction. And people who die, and every one of us here has family members right now in the torments of hell, crying out in flames, waiting for that great day of judgment, whether we like to think that or not. But look here. Jesus came and God made it. He said, I'm going to make a covenant. He said, I'm going to promise you something. You do what I tell you to with Jesus, my son. You believe on him, you'll never perish, but you'll have everlasting life. That's my promise and covenant to you. Look on, back in your Bibles. Look in 1 John chapter number 2 again. I told you, keep your finger in 1 John. Don't leave it. You guys got lots of fingers. Come on. 1 John chapter 2. Look, if you would, in verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you. I'm sorry. Chapter 2. Verse 1. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is propitiation for our what? And not for ours only, but also for the sins of what? You see, that's the reason why Jesus came, is to provide a way that we might be saved. Now, eternal life, listen to me. Somebody said, preacher, I'd get saved, but I don't know that I can live it. God works all those things out in your life. And can I let you in on a little secret? After a person gets saved, there's not a one that lives perfect life after they get saved. Zilch. He says, talking to saved people, if ye say ye have no sin, you deceive yourself and the truth's not in you. Now listen, stay with me a minute. Somebody said, well, preacher, I don't know, how do I keep myself saved? That's the wonderful thing about it is, you don't. Look in your Bible just a moment. Look in Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, I'm sorry. Try and keep all these verses in my mind where I want to go. Philippians chapter 1. Look, if you would, in verse 6. The Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he which what? Hath begun a good work in you will what? Until what? Listen. This eternal life thing is not up to you. When he gives it to you, he's made a promise. And he's going to keep you. That which he began in you, he's going to perform. Until Christ comes and gives you a perfect body. You say, oh, I can't live perfectly. No, you can't. That's why he's going to give you a new one. And when you get your new one, you won't have to worry about it, because then you can. Look on in your Bibles. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You say, preacher, most of us know this. That's true. But the devil always has a counterfeit. And you better believe it. I want everybody here to have eternal life. Because if you don't have eternal life, you have eternal death. And with eternal death comes eternal punishment. And eternal punishment means eternal pain. I cannot envision what it would be like to die and go to hell. It's beyond my imagination how terrible it would be for anybody. And I'll be honest with you, the worst person on the face of the earth, as hideous as their crimes could be, I would not even wish that on that person. Because I believe that's how terrible hell is. 2 Timothy chapter 1, look in verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have what? And I'm persuaded he's able to what? Against that day, right? Look, if you would, in 1 Peter chapter 1, real quickly. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Somebody said, why you use so much scripture? That way you don't have to argue with me. You don't believe in eternal life, argue with God. You don't believe in eternal punishment, get up with God. You better not turn to all your liberal friends. You better get into the Word of God and see what it says. Thy word is truth. The truth sets you free. Verse 5, chapter 1 of 1 Peter. It says, who are kept by the what? Through what? Ready to be revealed in the last time. Who's keeping you? Who's keeping you there? God. You know why? He made a covenant. He said, you come to me, I will no wise cast you out. You come to me, you shall never perish. You come to me, no man can pluck you out of my hand. You come to me, and you have eternal life. He said, I'm not leaving up nobody else. I'm keeping you. You're being kept by me. Look, if you would, in Jude. Book of Jude. Jude 24. Jude 24, he says this. Now unto him that is able to what? And to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. In other words, it's he. You say, why? Look, if you would, a couple more places. I'm going to close. Look, if you would, in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Why would God give you eternal life? Romans chapter 5. Look, if you would, in verse number 8. But God commendeth his what? Toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, what? Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be what? Saved from what? You know what the wrath is? Hell. We're going to be saved from hell. By who? By God. Look in verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his what? Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his what? Amen. Look, if you say, so what is it that God had? And we were told again over there in John chapter 3, verse 16. What is it that God had, or why did God allow us to have eternal life? Why? What of God brings about to us eternal life? And gives us a gift of his son. His what? His love. Look, if you would, in Romans chapter 8. You said, preacher, I'm not very lovable. That's why, while we were yet sinners, Christ still loved us. For God so loved the world. Look, if you would, in Romans chapter 8. Look, if you would, in verse number 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Father, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the what? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword, as is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, we are counted sheep for slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are what? Through him that what? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, by the way, that includes the devil, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature, by the way, that includes you, shall be able to separate us from the what? Which is where? Folks, eternal life is real. Eternal death is just as real. When you die and leave this world, you shall go on to either have eternal life, eternal death. That's why John wrote over there in Revelation chapter 20, and I read verse number 14, death and hell was cast in the lake of fire. This is a second death. The second death is eternal death. If you read chapter 20 and verse 4 through 6, it says those that are a part of the first resurrection, the second death has no power over them. You want eternal life? You got to come to Christ. You've got to humble and recognize that it's only through God's mercy and grace that we can be saved. Your faith and His grace is what brings salvation to you. Not your works, and not that you're better than somebody else, and not that you can live a better life than somebody else over here. We're all sinners of the same level. Everybody, rich, poor, male, female, it doesn't matter. We all colors, all creeds, comes the same level. We come to God only through the door, which is the cross of Calvary. Without that, we shall perish. And we will not have eternal life. You say, preacher, I'd sure like to have eternal life. Well, God promised it to everybody that would come to Him. But you must come through Christ Jesus and His work upon the cross of Calvary. Right. Do you have eternal life? Are you saved this morning? If not, Holy Spirit of God drawing you, it's your time to come. But you must humble yourself and come. God gives grace to the humble, but He resists the proud. As we stand this morning, Brother Porter. How about this morning? Would you come? What a blessing it is to put your trust and have blessed assurance that our salvation is in Christ Jesus. His finished work. Blessed assurance. Oh, Fanny Crosby wrote that song, "Because Jesus is Mine." Because we have trusted in Him. Maybe you're here this morning and God is knocking at your heart's door to come to be saved. What a shame it'd be to have opportunities to be saved, to have eternal life and reject that, and to go out and face eternal death through hell. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? Oh, friend, Jesus said, what would it profit man if he gained the whole world and in the end lose his soul? There's no gamble that you could take, nothing on this earth worth giving up your soul for. Would you come this morning? How about it? Do you have that eternal life that God's promised to those who have Christ Jesus?